Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Previously on the Earth Rangers podcast. After a daring canyon baboon rescue gone tragically wrong. Earth Ranger Emma had to take an unscheduled delay in Namibia.
Good news, my ankle is not broken. Bad news is, it's sprained.
Luckily, Emma stumbled across another clue to bring her back on Adelia's tracks.
In fact, I'm planning to head out and visit the Nabib San Sea in the next few days.
But who is the mysterious caller that left Emma an urgent and cryptic message? Let's tune in and find out.
They said it was very important, and that your future depends on it.
My future?
Yeah, I think that's what they said. I couldn't really hear, because I was already on my way out to come and tell you. Come, I'll show you the message. Here, let me get these crutches.
Thanks.
Okay, this way. Here we are. In the camp office. Sorry, it's a little cramped. And let me warn you, our answering machine is even older than the boombox I gave you. It tends to act up a bit.
Okay.
Here you go.
Hi, I hope I have the right number. This is Stephanie calling from Earth Rangers in Canada. If a young woman named Emma is staying with you, can you please give her message. Emma, call us ASAP. Information very important for you. Future could depend on. Call me at 647-965-8797. Message. I repeat, 647-965-8797. Goodbye, and thank you.
Oh, wow. I only caught about half of that, but 647-965-8797. I recognize that number. That's Earth Rangers. As a matter of fact, that's my desk number. Who is this person?
Why don't you call them back? You can use our phone.
Oh, no. It's like 2 a.m. in Canada right now.
Ah, right.
I'll go back tomorrow morning. Hey, Nia?
Yeah?
Now that I have these crutches, do you think we can head out to the San Sea Desert tomorrow?
Sure, if you're feeling up for it.
Oh, you bet.
All right, I'll see you in the morning.
Good night.
Watoke luapo.
Huh?
Watoke luapo. That means good night in Oshiwambo.
Oh, cool. Watoke luapo.
Earth Rangers!
Good morning. Morning, Sonic. And Emma, how are you feeling today?
Pretty good. My ankle feels a lot better.
Wonderful. So you're up for a little adventure.
To see the Sansi Desert like Adelia did?
Is that where you'd like to go? I was thinking we could go back to the canyon and see the baboons again. Just kidding. We can definitely see the Sansi Desert. It really is quite exciting. It's a beautiful place with incredible pink and red dunes. And the fog there is quite spectacular.
Yes, yes. I am dying to learn all about the animals that live there. And to see fog actually roll into the desert. Sounds absolutely amazing.
For sure.
And guess what? After some searching, I did find some pages in Adelia's journal last night that talk about the Sandsea Desert. I didn't see the entry before because there was no date on the page, and many entries in the journal are in a strange order. But listen to this. This must be what she was talking about.
SSD Day 2. Excellent field trip today. I'm fascinated with the plants and animals that live in a place that requires such specialized adaptations. Take the Nabid Desert Beetle. It has an ingenious way of getting a drink. First, tiny grooves on the beetle's hard shell catch the fog and it condenses into droplets. The droplets roll down the beetle's back and into its mouthparts. The web-footed gecko spends its days burrowed under the sand to avoid the hot sun. And if it gets thirsty, not to worry. This lizard's eyeballs capture moisture, which it then licks off with its tongue. A strange sight, but delightfully ingenious. I'm especially interested in ostriches. They're around 2.5 meters tall, the largest birds in the world. They're also completely flightless, but they're incredibly fast. Ostriches can run at a speed of up to 70 kilometers an hour. How do they survive in the Nabib Desert? They drink when they can, but they don't need to drink often.
Here she drew a sketch of an ostrich, and then it continues on to the next page.
And don't forget the desert plants. The Welwitschia plant is a living fossil because it has no living plant relatives. And this plant can live for 2,000 years. Welwitschia plants live close to the coast and have very deep roots so they can reach water far beneath the surface of the desert. I've spent so many hours by the coast watching the fog roll in. Every time I'm there, I just feel this incredible pull. Like I'm running out of time and have to do as much work as I can. The earth is depending on me.
So that is the real journal.
Huh? What'd you say?
That's a really nice journal.
Yeah, and I have to go and see this Sandsea Desert for myself.
All right then, what are we waiting for? Are you ready, Emma?
I'm ready. Hey, Sonic, you coming? No, you're not? Okay. Suit yourself.
I think he likes hanging out with the kids in the camp. They all love him, because they have never seen a Bun Owl before.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Okay, buddy. Don't eat too many treats, okay?
All right, let's go. Are you okay to climb with your crutches?
No, I got it. Yeah, there, I'm good. This is so exciting. I am so glad to be outside. I mean, don't get me wrong, I love the camp, but I am so glad I can explore again. Hey, Nia, how about we play a game on our drive?
Okay, sure. What kind of game?
It's called Spot the Fake.
Sounds like fun.
It is. Here's how it works. I'll give you the name of four desert plants, and you have to tell me which one is fake.
Okay, this ought to be easy. I know a lot about the Namib Desert. In fact, why don't I tell you four plant names and then you tell me which is fake? I think that's a better idea.
Wait a minute, you mean I get to be the contestant? Totally. Cool. I am so ready.
Spot the fake.
It's a fake. You're a fake.
I'm a fake.
Spot the fake.
Which of these is a fake plant? Is it the camel thorn tree? The stink shepherd's tree, the monkey's paw sprout, or the candle pod acacia?
Wait a minute. Only one of those is fake?
Yup, you've got to figure out which it is.
Ooh, okay, Earth Rangers. Let's think it through. I feel like a candle pod acacia is probably real. I've heard of acacia trees before. thorn tree sounds pretty normal, but what about the monkey's paw sprout and stink shepherd's tree?
Is this too difficult, Earth Ranger Emma? These are facts that every child in Namibia would know.
I'm gonna go with the stink shepherd's tree.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Oh no, unfortunately it was the monkey's paw sprout. The stink shepherd's tree is real, and it's called that because both its flowers and its freshly cut wood smells. Well, pretty bad actually.
Alright, you win. Let's do another round. I'll ask this time.
Alright, hit me.
I'll go with the sharpshin nerve herder. Final answer.
You're correct again. That brings our score to 18 for me, 19 for you. Close race. Anyways, I think we're here. We'll have to leave the car here. Are you gonna be okay with your crutches?
Yeah, I think so.
It's not far. We can follow this little path. It leads to a point that is very popular with photographers.
Looks like we got here just in time. From what I've read, the fog rolls in early every morning and then again in the evening. Do you think we'll see it today?
Well, what would you call that? Behind the big dune.
Oh, wow. That's fabulous. Look at that fog. It really does roll right across the sand, just like low-lying clouds.
It really is something, isn't it? The sand dunes you see are the largest in the world. The fog is caused by a cool ocean current that chills the air above the sea. Then the fog is blown onto the land.
Oh, I really never thought that I would see fog in a desert.
It's a unique habitat in the world. And, in fact, you're standing in the oldest desert in the world, the Namib. Oh, and look there. I think it's an ostrich. See?
Where? I really can't see it.
There, towards the long S-shaped dune. It's a little far away, but no problem. I have some binoculars in the jeep. Be right back.
Okay. Wow, Earth Rangers. The fog is really rolling in. It's actually a little chilly here, believe it or not. Hey, wait a minute. What's that? Looks like a ATV or a dune buggy? Uh-oh. Something fell off the back. Hey, person, you dropped something. Hello? I guess they can't hear me. I'll just go pick it up for them. What? It's a small wooden box. Actually, this is strange. It has a symbol on it. A serpent, just like the one Nia has on her wrist. It's locked, but there's a message carved into the side. Your time is running out. Running out?
A serpent? What does that message mean? What's in the box? And who was on that dune buggy? What other mysteries are hiding in this shadowy desert? Find out next time on the Earth Rangers Podcast.
Hello, parents, homeschoolers, and teachers. Trusty narrator here from the Who Smarted podcast. Our 15-minute episodes are perfect for car rides, bedtime, break time, class time, or any time. We make learning science and history fun and funny for 7 to 11-year-olds with new episodes every week. Look for Who Smarted on any podcast platform or at whosmarted.com. And teachers get a free subscription to our ad-free version by clicking educators at whosmarted.com.
Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual. And best of all, you can turn on captions. And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM shows on YouTube.